Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk about the criteria for professional emails, which you can find on Moodle. You will find 9 criteria plus a question at the end. So, first of all, the subject line. Now, it's very important to have a subject line. The subject line helps the reader identify what is in your email, what you want to say immediately. So, a good, clear subject line will help the person reading your email understand exactly what you want to say immediately, understand what your email is about, and this will help the communication go faster. So it will make your email effective. So what do I mean by a good subject line? A good subject line is short and precise. For example, if you want to write to your professor to ask for information about your exam, your subject line should say something like exam information or request for exam information. Exam information is sufficient. If you write just exam, it's not effective. It's not enough. The professor will not understand what you want to know about the exam. Do you want information about the time of the exam? Do you want information about Do you have a problem registering the exam? Do you have a question about the exam? What exactly do you want to know about the exam? So, if on the other hand you want to meet with the professor, write something specific. For example, request for meeting. If you're writing to an online company about a package which has not arrived, it would be a good idea to write the number of the order. That way, whoever is reading your email will immediately have the information they need to look up your package. They can find your package online if you give them the number of the order in the subject line. Then in your email, you can explain why you are writing. Criteria number 2, the opening. Okay, be really careful with this. Now, if you look on the Moodle course, you will find more information about the opening, Dear Sir, Dear Madam. But today I'd like to just speak about specifically the very first word of the opening. In many emails from students, I receive openings like, good morning, good evening. In English, don't do that. A professional email starts with Dear. Capital D, dear. Dear plus the name of the person you are writing to with a title. So, Dear Professor Chalky, Dear Mr. Smith, dear, always dear. Dear is gentile, spettabile. Dear is almost all the Italian equivalents. But in English, there's one word, dear. So, be sure to use dear. Also, remember to close. Now I'm looking at criterion number 3, close. A good close in English is best regards. Another good close is kind regards. Remember to capitalize the best and have a comma after the close. And the close should stand alone. One line for the close. Do not attach it to something else. Before the close, you might have a closing line. A typical closing line is looking forward to receiving your reply, looking forward to seeing you, looking forward to. Regarding looking forward to, there are 2 forms. I look forward to or looking forward to. If this is a closing line, but it's not the very last line of your email, you would put a period, or British English, full stop, punto. If this is your last line, you put a comma. So it would be, looking forward to receiving your reply, period, best regards, comma, and your name. The alternative is, looking forward to seeing you, comma, your name. It would be best to have, in a professional email, it would be best to have a a final close like best regards, kind regards, or just regards. Criterion number 4, punctuation. Remember to edit your email after writing it and pay attention especially to capital letters and periods or commas, as well as the layout. But the layout we'll look at in a minute in criterion number 5 with the paragraphs. Regarding punctuation, make sure that after the dear plus the title plus the name, you have a comma. And with the close, very last line, you have a comma. Criterion number 5, very important criterion. If you follow this model that you see, the paragraphs, paragraph 1, paragraph 2, paragraph 3, your email is simple, straightforward, easy to read, and effective. So what is a paragraph? A paragraph is one block of text. In an email, we consider paragraph even very short, but avoid having lots of single lines. That's not effective. That doesn't help me understand where to look for the information. So open your email, Dear Professor Chalky, comma, first paragraph, very important, identify yourself and give me the reason you are writing. So you don't have to say your name, because probably your name is at the end of your email, but tell me that you are my student, tell me what class you're in. So for example, Dear Professor Chalky, I am your first year student in Portogruaro, and I'm writing to ask for a meeting. Okay, so tell me immediately what the reason you're writing for. Tell me who you are, that is, identify yourself, and tell me why you're writing to me. Don't give me the details immediately, just the reason you're writing. Then leave a space, second paragraph, explain the details. I don't understand the passive form. Can you please explain it to me? So first paragraph, identify yourself and say the reason you are writing. Second paragraph, give more details, explain the issue. Third paragraph, and this would be another block of text which stands alone, right? Spaces in between the paragraphs. Third paragraph, you propose action. So if you are writing an email to me asking for a meeting, you would already suggest times that would be good for you, and so that I can just reply and say that's fine, or no, let's choose another time. For example, first paragraph, Dear Professor Chalky, I am from your first year English course and I am writing to ask for a meeting. Space. Second paragraph, I don't understand the passive form. Can you please explain it to me? Space. Third paragraph, I am free on Mondays and Wednesdays in the afternoon. Is one of these times good for you? So already you're proposing action, right? You're suggesting a time for a meeting. And then you close the email. Say thank you for your kind attention. Always remember to say thank you. And then you close with best regards, kind regards, comma, and your name. Criterion number 6, kiss. Okay, lots of kissing in English. Keep it short and simple. Say what you need to say in as simple a way as possible. The objective is to use as few words as possible. Fewer words means less to read, means faster communication, more effective communication. Keep it short and simple. Explain in simple words why you are writing, what your message is. Number 7, grammar and vocabulary. Okay, maybe the most important difference between Italian and English emails is that when you start an email and you are writing the email, you use the present continuous. So in Italian you would say, allego il compito. In English, no. I am attaching. I am sending. I am writing to ask you. Present continuous. Don't use the present simple. Present simple is for routine situations. So if it's a routine situation, if you're writing about a bus timetable, okay. But if you are writing about something which regards you at the moment, use the present continuous. Also use the conditional. I would like to ask you for a meeting. The conditional is the polite form, right? So remember, this is netiquette, etiquette on the net. So we want to be polite. Polite means saying please, thank you, using the conditional. Okay, so grammar, vocabulary, as I said, careful with the verb forms. Remember present continuous. Remember the conditional. And check your email, right? Check your email for these. Edit your email. Is the email effective? I'm looking at number 8. Will it accomplish its purpose? Did you put all the important information in your email? So after you write your email, wait a minute, go for a short walk, go away from the email, come back, look at the email, imagine you are the receiver, and make sure that you understand, you as a receiver, understand what the sender wants. So ask yourself, is the email clear? If I were to answer this email, would I understand everything? Criterion 9, is it polite? Now, this is a very important criterion. It's maybe more important to be polite than to be grammatically correct. So always say please, always say thank you, use the conditional. Use a polite register. And this brings us to the last criterion, number 10. Would you as manager allow your company to send it? So if you were the manager and one of your subordinates was writing the email, would you be happy with it? Does the email make the company look good? At the bottom of the page, you'll find a few tips. Tips are bits of advice. So remember to introduce yourself. We said that at the beginning. Do not write angry emails. So if you're writing a reply email to someone who has made you angry, wait. Don't respond immediately. Do not write angry emails. You can say what you need to say, and you can express your anger without being impolite. But when you write angry emails, sometimes you use terminology which you really wouldn't want to use and you might regret. So if you're angry, you have two choices. One, walk away. Walk away. Wait. Calm down. Reply when you're calmer. Or two, write the email, but don't send it. Write the email, then wait. Go back and read it again later and decide if you really want to send that email. And the last tip regards public versus private matters. And what I mean by that is that when you write a professional email, it's really not necessary to give private information, which maybe isn't really important for the other side. So only write what is necessary and also write what you wouldn't mind having online, because remember, information online potentially can get anywhere. So if there's anything which is private, which you would prefer not to be spread everywhere or anywhere, don't say it. Stick to what's essential. So remember, public versus private matters. Okay, so one last thing. And at the very bottom of the page, you will see a link. And that's a link I found about special titles, such as for a consul, for an ambassador, special titles which probably you don't need most of the time. But in case you do, if you look at this website, you can find some good information. Generally, titles such as professor or Mr., Mrs. for a married person, Ms., if you're not sure, Ms. would be MS, period, are sufficient for our use. So that concludes this mini session on professional email criteria. Thank you for your attention, everyone. Bye-bye.